This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. Go big or go home.
What's happening? Welcome back to the Nats Insider Podcast. We are coming out of a little bit of a down week in terms of availability and access and content and all of that stuff. Ball games, certainly, with the All-Star break. But that didn't mean that there weren't going to be some things to talk about. So we're bringing a Nats Insider Podcast back to you. Some stuff happened over the All-Star break, even if it wasn't regular season games. Juan Soto participated in the Home Run Derby. He was out there with Davey Martinez in LA for the All-Star game. And we had the MLB draft. And this was going to be a big one from the Nationals' perspective, them holding the number 5 overall pick, their highest selection in a draft since they took Bryce Harper with the number 1 overall pick back in 2010. They knew they would have some options there at number 5. And talking to Chris Klein, the Nationals' vice president and assistant general manager of scouting operations leading up to the draft, he said they felt confident that 2 players that they were targeting might be there at number 5 overall. And when the Rangers took Kumar Rocker at number 3, a bit of a surprise, they knew that they would get a guy that they really wanted, and that guy ended up being Elijah Green. Elijah Green, the number 5 overall pick in the first-year player draft of 2022, is a Washington National, and this is an exciting young prospect, 18 years of age, spent his high school time recently at IMG Academy down in Florida, a prestigious location for really all sorts of young athletes in different sports. Jackson Wirth, the son of Jason Wirth, spent some time there in recent years, and so did Elijah Green, put up some absolutely enormous numbers this last season, hit .462 with 11 doubles, 2 triples, 9 home runs, and 32 RBI in his senior season. Had an on-base percentage close to .600, had a slugging percentage of 1,000. How stupid is that? And was named a first-team All-American by Collegiate Baseball. It's also a preseason first-team All-American selection by Baseball America. The Nationals were thrilled to get Elijah Green with the number 5 overall pick in the draft. We'll hear from him in a minute, but first, let's bring you my interview with Nationals General Manager Mike Rizzo. I talked with Riz in the war room at Nationals Park right after the Nats made Elijah Green the number 5 overall pick. He's got a full scouting report on the kid, got to spend some time with him himself in the weeks and months leading up to the draft. So some cool behind-the-scenes info here from the Nats GM on the reason behind Elijah Green being the guy at number 5 overall.
Mike, congratulations. You just took Elijah Green with the 5th overall pick in the 2022 draft, a big moment for you and the organization. So congrats, first of all.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always an exciting night here. Picking 5th in the draft is always a very stressful, exciting time. So, yeah, we're glad to be able to have a player like Elijah into the system.
Tell us about Elijah, his skill set, and what jumped out.
Well, we got to see him, scouted him quite a bit, throughout the last couple of years, summer leagues and during his season. And we saw him at IMG a lot. And, he's got a great skill set and a great athletic body. You know, he's a great pedigree. His dad was a terrific athlete and, NFL star. And he's just, a young, exuberant kid with great upside and athletic ability. He's physically strong, but with room to develop even more. And played at a great program at IMG and really took off this season.
You were just telling me you spent a weekend there at IMG and you got to lay your eyes on him for 3 days. You got to spend some time getting to know him as a person. What did you learn during that experience?
Yeah, I saw him interacting with his teammates, and he's a well-liked player on the team. A team leader, but always a guy that was helping out. You know, moving equipment and that type of thing after the games. And he was just a joy to be around his teammates. And they played really, really hard, but they had fun doing it. And his exuberance and his energy level, just kind of shine through, even through the talent and that type of thing. So it was a great weekend to see him. Got to speak with him a little bit. His coach was great and very helpful in the process. So we did extensive work on Elijah, and we couldn't be happier with the player we have.
When you were on the clock at number five and he was still on the board, I saw you smile a good bit. You seemed like it was pretty clear to you that he was the guy.
Yeah, well, when the fourth pick was taken, we felt pretty good about it, knowing that we were going to get Elijah. So happy and just excited to get him into the system and get him playing along with some of the other great young athletes that we've amassed in the last couple of years. And I think it's going to be an exciting time.
When you're drafting a high school kid, he's got a big frame on him already. But how do you go about projecting the type of frame, the type of ball player that he could be years down the road as he still matures and grows into his body?
Yeah, well, there's you look at the skeleton that he has and the work ethic that he has and that type of thing. His dad is a big physical man and has a great athletic frame to him too. And we're hoping that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with that. And he's a guy that will only get stronger, bigger, faster and more adept at playing baseball.
What was the moment like when you called him and you got to chat with him for the first time after making the pick?
It was fun talking to him again. I said to him, I said, well, that was a weekend well spent, wasn't it? And we both had a little laugh and he's excited to be here. I welcomed him to the Washington Nationals family and he told me he couldn't be happier that we chose him and what a great meeting we had for those couple of days.
Mike, you're a GM, but you're a scout. You came up through the scouting ranks. You've got all your scouting crew in here with you. So what's it like for you to just enjoy this experience and this selection with the people who put in so many hours on the road to get you guys to this point?
Well, I have a real appreciation for what they do for a living, because I did it for many, many years, and I know the sacrifices that they make and the things they go through to put that board together, and the hours and hours of work it takes for all these people to get us the right players at the right time. So it's a labor of love, but it's a lot of work, and it's, like I always say, whether it's, on the stage, holding the World Series trophy or in the draft room, these guys are the unsung heroes of the game, and without them, the game wouldn't be what it is.
Mike, you have your next first round pick. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back. All right, so we heard from Mike Rizzo on why the Nationals made Elijah Green their first selection in the 2022 first-year player draft. Let's hear now from the 18-year-old himself, Elijah Green. Had a chance to do some media availability right after his selection, talked with a group of DC-based reporters, and then was kind enough to take a few minutes with me as well to talk about all of the emotions that went into that moment right after he heard he was going to the Nationals with the number five overall pick. Here now is a guy that the Nationals see as a big part of their future rebuild, Elijah Green.
Elijah, congratulations, man. A really exciting night for you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. True blessing.
What was the moment like when you first found out that the Nats were taking you at number five?
It was just an unreal experience. Like, it's really unexplainable, but I just felt chills in my body, like a lot of tears coming out of my eyes. It was something I cherish a lot.
Did you expect to get emotional?
No, I'm not really an emotional guy, but it all just came out today.
What were you thinking about as that was happening? You say you're not an emotional guy, but obviously a moment that you've been working towards for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely just knowing, like looking back all the years I've been playing baseball, just the hard work I've put in every single day in the hot sun in Florida, it just finally paid off and people are recognizing it.
So the Nats take you at number five. And I know I just talked with Mike Rizzo, the Nationals general manager, who said that he spent a weekend down with you at IMG. He watched you. You guys spent a little bit of time chatting and getting to know each other. So you had an idea that the Nationals were interested in you. What was that like for you, getting to chat with Riz and get to know a guy that's now the GM that took you at number five overall?
No, it was great. Just having someone to show interest in me for major league team is just, let alone, is unreal. But just getting to know Riz was really good. And then just for the Nationals to pick me, it's just a crazy, crazy experience.
All right. So we've heard a lot of people that have watched you play talk about your skill set. Tell us yourself about your skill set. What type of guy did the Nationals get at number five overall?
They got an all-around guy, can throw it, can hit, can hit the power, hit the contact, speed, got a great arm, leader, guy's always going to do the right thing, guys, he's always going to bring the team closer together. I just feel like I'm the glue to the team, to everywhere I go.
And you've got an interesting story because your dad was taken, he played football, he was taken number one overall as an NFL draft pick. So you grew up knowing what it was like to be a professional athlete from your dad. How has that impacted the way that you have gone about your baseball work to get to this point?
I think just knowing football and playing football when I was younger really helped me with like being a really, really good competitor. Like every play you're getting hit, but like in baseball, you get a few pitches, then you got time to think about it. But in football, it's every single play, but you don't have time to think about it. But in baseball, it's you have your one AB, wait a few innings, and you get another AB, and it's just a slower paced game. And I just feel like that playing football just gave me more focus for the game of baseball.
Elijah, where have you seen the most growth in your own game over the last couple of years?
Definitely hitting, 100% hitting. Like just going back to playing football, it was really tough for me to just jump back into playing baseball again whenever I was playing football. So it really took time away from me from playing baseball. But once I quit football when I was 14, it really helped. And just playing all year, working on my hitting and all that. So I feel like that really helped.
You mentioned that you switched to baseball full time because you found a love for the game of baseball. Explain that for us. What was it about the game that pulled you in that direction?
Just going out and competing every day and having fun and just having a smile on your face. Like that really to me is true fun. And just going out there playing with my boys and just hitting home runs, diving for baseball, throwing out guys. That's really the true fun of baseball.
So the Nationals are in a place organizationally where they won a World Series back in 2019, not too long ago. But Mike Rizzo calls it a reboot. They're turning this thing around. They're getting younger, and they're calling up prospects that they see as the next wave that can lead them to another championship. How do you feel being a significant piece now in what they feel will be that next championship wave of talent?
No, I just think it's a really great experience to have me, Brady House, TJ White, all of them just in the organization. I just have them as brothers too. But just having me getting picked and making my way through minor league, I think I'm just going to continue to work hard and just be a leader and just try to win a championship in Washington.
Elijah, last question for you. How fired up are you right now this moment to go get to work and to start becoming a professional ball player and beginning that grind to make it up to the major leagues?
Oh, I miss baseball so much, so I'm so ready to come and work out.
Elijah, congratulations yet again. Such a huge moment for you, for your family, for everybody that has made, you know, you the guy that you are, the ball player that you are. So huge congratulations to you and welcome to the Nationals organization.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, buddy.
We'll be right back.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back. Well, the Nationals weren't done on the first day of the draft with just their selection of Elijah Green at number 5 overall. They had some more work to do back on Sunday, July 17th, and that work entailed waiting around for a little while and then taking Oklahoma left-handed pitcher Jake Bennett with pick number 45 in the 2022 first-year player draft. So the Nats go outfielder with their first pick. They go left-handed pitcher with their second pick in 2022. Bennett has some interesting ties to the Nationals organization. He was a high school and collegiate teammate with Cade Cavalli, the Nationals' top prospect, and now he gets drafted by the same organization that sees Cavalli as a future ace in their rotation, and Bennett certainly hopes to be behind him in the Nats' rotation in the years to come as well. He stands at 6'6". He's 234 pounds. He's a big guy, throws from the left side, and the Nationals were thrilled to get him at number 45 overall. I had a chance to catch up with Jake the day after the Nats took him with their second round pick. Here now is that conversation with the Nationals' newest pitching prospect, Jake Bennett. Jake, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we're recording this interview the day after the Nationals selected you with their second pick in 2022. So you've had a little bit of time to let this hit you, to let it kick around in your brain. What are you feeling right now, a day after one of the more, I would imagine, exciting days of your life?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm still obviously extremely excited, just ready to get to work. Great organization. And a lot of excitement, to be honest.
So what was the scene last night? Set the scene for us at the Bennett household or wherever you were watching. And what was it like when you got a call that you were going to be joining the Nationals with their second pick?
Yeah, I was just sitting in the living room with my family. My advisor shot me a text, said Nationals 45. I think that was probably maybe 10 picks before. So, you know, just sitting there anticipating. And then when my name finally came across, you know, we all just went crazy.
So this is actually really cool because the Nationals selected you 3 years ago in the 39th round of the draft when you were coming out of high school. So I would imagine you knew that the organization had some interest in you from dating back to your high school days. Did you think going into this draft that they might come calling for you again?
I wasn't really sure. I didn't hear a whole lot yesterday until, you know, right up. Pretty close until the pick, but you know, I mean, there's always a possibility and I'm glad they did. You know, it's a pretty cool thing to be selected by him twice. And then, I also have Cade Cavalli, who I played with in high school and, you know, throughout college. So, you know, that's just another cool aspect of it.
Yeah. Let's get to Cade in a little bit. We got some more questions about you specifically, and then I want to get into the Cavalli tie-ins cause that's super cool. You know, you were heralded coming out of high school, but I think a lot of people knew that you were committed to Oklahoma. You end up going, you play there for 3 years, and now after your junior season, you come out and now you're turning pro. So how are you a different pitcher now than you were when the Nationals selected you the first go round in that 39th round in 2019? How have you evolved over the course of these last few years of pitching in college?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a complete overall development, not really just one aspect. I've continued to mature, get stronger, more athletic. My mechanics have continued to improve. I mean, really just kind of all aspects of my game.
For those that aren't familiar with your arsenal, for what you're like as a pitcher, take us through it. What does your arsenal consist of? And how would you describe yourself as a pitcher, the way that you like to attack and go about your business?
Yeah, so I have a 4-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. Good command of the fastball. I like to attack early with the fastball, get up, and then with righties, change up for more of my out pitch, and then lefties, slider for the out pitch. And then my curveball, just more of a flip it, show it.
Early in counts, toss one in there, land the first strike.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, a lot can happen over the couple days of a draft. Did you have any expectations for yourself about where you might go? I'm sure you have teams that are talking to you leading up to their talking to your advisor leading up to the draft. Did you have a feeling that you might go around where you did? Did you think you might go higher? Were you a little surprised that the Nats took you where they did at 45?
You know, like I said, I hadn't really heard a whole lot draft day, but I figured I'd probably fall somewhere within that range.
So let's get to Cade Cavalli now. You guys were high school teammates. Then you went to Oklahoma. You joined him on that roster as well. And now you're following Cade to the professional ranks as well. What's your relationship like with Cade, first of all? How well do you guys know each other at this point? How close are you? And what's the excitement level to now be joining him as a member of the Nationals organization?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. Cade's a great guy. You know, he was always someone that I looked up to throughout high school and college, you know, someone just to show me the ropes, and to be playing with him at the next level is awesome. You know, just someone to talk to, pick their brain, someone who's been there, you know, had that experience. And yeah, I mean, I'm just really excited.
So what did he have for you last night when I'm sure he got the word that you were drafted by the Nats?
Yeah, he just he shot me a text congratulating me, and he's pumped that, you know, we're going to have the opportunity to play together at the next level.
That's awesome. You know, the Nationals, Jake, are in a point of rebuilds. They win the World Series in 2019, and now they're going about stocking up with more young talent and trying to form that next championship roster. Cade, they envision as a big part of that. Elijah Green, the first-round pick this year, taken 5 overall, they envision as a piece of that as well. And obviously you as their second selection this year. How does that feel, knowing that a team that has won pretty darn recently, that has aspirations of doing that again, sees you as a huge piece of that next, hopefully, championship roster?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge honor. I'm excited to get back to work and, you know, hopefully bring another championship bag.
Where do you hope to evolve, Jake, in the next couple of years? You talk about kind of rounding out your game at college over the last 3 seasons, improving a variety of areas of the way that you attack hitters and just kind of who you are as a pitcher. What are the next steps in your mind for your evolution? What do you see as the things that you want to continue to tinker with and improve?
I mean, a little bit of everything. The 2 things I kind of have, you know, most on my mind right now would be to sharpen up my slider. I feel like it's good at times. I'd rather have, you know, that late depth to it rather than the sweeping action. So just continuing to sharpen that up. And then another aspect that I'd like to improve upon would be just holding base runners, you know, maybe work on my pickoff move a little bit. But I mean, I feel like both those areas will definitely help me improve my game.
Was there a moment for you at some point, either this last season at Oklahoma or maybe earlier on in your college career, that you had a feeling that you were ready for the next level whenever that opportunity came? Was there a start? Was there an inning, a pitch sequence that it kind of clicked for you? Like I'm ready for the next step in my career.
I'd say it really kind of clicked for me this past summer. You know, I went and played up in the Cape and I felt like it just gave me the opportunity to really learn a lot about myself as a pitcher. And you know, that's just kind of when it all clicked.
What did you learn about yourself there? Because that's some high-level competition that you're facing up there at the Cape. That's some of the best of the best. So what did you learn about yourself as a guy or as a pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just, you know, told myself that I'm there for a reason. And I'm just going to attack hitters and, you know, let my stuff play. And I had some good success doing it.
Jake, we sit now in mid-July. Instructional League is going to start in a few months. What's your level of excitement at this point for getting to toss on a Nationals uniform for the first time and starting to go to work?
I mean, it's going to be awesome. I'm super pumped. I'm honestly kind of at a loss for words. It almost doesn't seem real.
Last question for you. I talked to Elijah Green last night after the Nats chose him with the number 5 overall pick, and he said that he got emotional after the pick came, and he didn't necessarily expect for that to be the case. He said, "I'm not an emotional guy, but the emotions got to me." In that moment, when you found out from your advisor and then heard the news actually come across that the Nats were taking you at 45, what did you feel emotional in that moment? What did you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been, you know, childhood dream of mine to play professional baseball, follow footsteps of some of my family members. So, yeah, I mean, there was definitely some emotion behind it. Mainly, honestly, just excitement, you know, super excited to start that next chapter of my career.
Well, Jake, congratulations yet again. We're super excited to have you as a member of the Nationals organization, and we can't wait to watch you develop over the years to come.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, Jake. Thanks.
Thank you.
That'll do it for the Nats Insider Podcast this week. My thanks to Mike Rizzo, to Elijah Green, and to Jake Bennett for taking time with me to talk about a huge night in Nationals history. The Nats getting their next wave of talent in this year's draft, headlined by an 18-year-old outfielder and a 21-year-old left-handed pitcher, and we're excited to watch them in the years to come. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you later on the Nats Insider Podcast. Go big or go home.